This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks this evening, immediately after his arrival in New Delhi, following his successful extradition from the United States. Rana was escorted to New Delhi by teams of NSG and NIA, comprising senior officials, on a special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane after completing all the necessary legal formalities. He was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House Court late in the night. BJP has said that the extradition of Tahawur Rana is a big step taken for ensuring and coming closer to justice, not just for 138 Indian victims, but victims from other countries. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said the country's security agencies have achieved great success.
नया भारत ऐसे आतंकी को चाहे पाताल से ही क्यों नहीं खोज कर न्याय के पथ पर लाने का काम करेगा और इंसाफ की दहलीज पर पहुंचाने का काम करेगा। ये उस नए भारत का प्रतिबिंब है जो पाकिस्तान द्वारा प्रायोजित इस्लामिक आतंकवाद के प्रति जीरो टॉलरेंस रखता है और वोट बैंक की राजनीति को राष्ट्रनीति के ऊपर हावी नहीं होने देता है, किसी भी प्रकार से उस पर समझौता नहीं होने देता है।
President Draupadi Murmu, currently on an official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava today. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blanár. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnerships and turn business prospects into real collaborations. She said the forum serves as an excellent platform to explore synergies and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leaders to seize the opportunities and convert these into concrete results. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana for the national capital. On the occasion, they distributed Ayushman health cards to the residents of the city. The scheme provides free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. The Delhi government will provide an additional top-up of 5 lakh rupees under the scheme. Last week, the National Health Authority had signed an MOU with the Delhi government to implement the scheme. Extending his heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Indian government and people of China, Crown Prince of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum today said that both countries are setting a benchmark for successful global partnerships. The Crown Prince of Dubai, who is also the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, returned home earlier in the day after a successful two-day visit to India, his first official visit to the country. In Bihar, at least 28 people were killed and more than 5 injured in rain-related incidents and lightning across Nalanda, Jehanabad, Muzaffarpur, Araria and Begusarai districts today. Nalanda reported the highest casualties with 18 deaths, while 9 people died and 5 others were injured at a temple in Bihar Sharif when a wall collapsed. Casualties were also reported in Islampur, Silao, Rahui and Giriak blocks. U.S. President Donald Trump's 90-day tariff pause spurred global equities, leading to a strong recovery in major Asian indices today. Japan's Nikkei and Taiwan-weighted index surged over 8%, while leading European indices, including the DAX, CAC 40 and FTSE, rose between 4 to 6%. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets in M. Chinnaswamy Stadium tonight. Chasing a target of 164 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Delhi Capitals made 169 for 4 in 17.5 overs. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. Put to bat first, Royal Challengers scored 163 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.